The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for Exposing the Masters Within. Let's get started. Today is Sunday, July 10th, 2011, if you're listening live, and obviously not if you're listening to the recording. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today, I am feeling called to go into the question pile. I thought I was going to get there last week, but the flow just carried me away. Didn't quite get there. So I have a number of questions that we'll see how many we can address today. And we'll see what they have to say when the channeling comes along toward the end. But as always, before we jump into the meat, we want to make the connection. We want to gather the dinner party together. So, and for you vegetarians, that's fine. We'll talk vegetables as well. We are here to connect, so let's connect. And go within first, connect to yourself, take a deep breath, and let yourself just feel where you are, what you're feeling, what's going on with you right now. And open yourself up, open your heart up, open your mind up, open your energy field up, and reach out with your energy to connect with the community of others who are listening here today, with the community of others who are co-creating this as we share here and exposing our energies and exposing and connecting with our true natures a little more deeply. And breathe into that. Breathe into that community, that connection. And take another deep breath and open up and down, down, connecting into the Mother Earth. Feeling her presence and her support. We are always on her shoulders or cradled in her arms. We are always being well taken care of by our Mother Earth. So let yourself feel that as fully as you're able right now. And from that place of safety and this place of community with the others who are listening, reach out as well to open to the support on the divine side, to the masters, the guides, the angels, the teachers, all those divine spiritual light beings who are here to support us in awakening into our power, in becoming who we really are, and allowing that to express out into the world. And breathe into that connection, those connections. Gets pretty crowded in the room when that happens. All right. And finally, the last connecting to do here today, as always, is to connect out to all the other light workers, all those other divine beings who are also in body at this time on planet Earth, who are consciously walking this path of awakening. Doesn't matter what it looks like to them, doesn't matter how they approach it. What matters is that their intention is to move into their own empowerment and to live from their light. And so we're opening up to connect to that community
and breathe that in, because it really does help to feel the presence of just how many there are walking this path at this time. Wonderful. So, thank you again for coming here today to co-create this. And I always say that this is a co-creation every time I do the show, because that's the energetic that I connect up to. Even before I start, even before the chimes start at the beginning, I have already opened up to connect to those out there who are going to listen to this, either live or through the recording, and created the energy, the mass consciousness, if you will, that I use to bring the information out that needs to be expressed in this particular show. And I don't know, I think some people don't really feel that. They may, I certainly have had much response of people saying how the show, a particular show, really talked to them on that day, and how wonderful it is that it can touch in universally, where that person felt like I was speaking to him or her in that moment, one-on-one in a conversation. And that's a beautiful thing. But I do know that's not necessarily an easy concept to understand how that works. And yet I know it to be true. I've done too many events as the teacher, as the presenter, as the channel, and even these radio shows, all of them, I really don't know where it's going to go. At the beginning, I don't necessarily know what the next word that's going to come out of my mouth, because it's not a conscious thought process for me. And it's an unfoldment. It's an evolution. I may be aware of what's coming out of my mouth the second before it comes out, but that's about it. I'm not thinking this through. I'm not operating from notes. I'm here without a net, so to speak. And yet I'm not here without a net, because that net, that network, that mass consciousness that is all of us, we're all providing the energetic impulses that come out in whatever's being shared during the show. And there's two reasons why I'm sharing this particular piece here. One is that a number of people ask me, it's a fairly common question I get, and it has been submitted directly into the show, of what's it like when I'm channeling? What is it? What's my personal experience of it? And it's really fairly hard to describe to someone who hasn't done it. And yet, I would say that most everyone has done it. And when I say done it, I don't mean verbal channeling. What I mean is energetic channeling, or inspired channeling, or inspired expression. And that is one way that I like to touch in upon and answer that question of how it feels for me. Because it feels like I'm present, but when I've been inspired outside of the channeling, when I have been engaged in something so thoroughly that in some ways I lose myself, because I'm so focused on this, whatever it might be that I'm expressing, I believe that that is a very similar experience to what's happening when I'm channeling. And when I say I lose myself, we're not so much thinking in those moments about what we're doing, we're just doing it. We're being extremely present with this particular activity. And often, it is something that is artistic. It's something that is creative, that creative energy flowing, whether it's singing or dancing or painting or gardening. There are an infinite variety of ways to be in creative expression, and in every one of them, it's possible to be in that kind of creative flow. And so another way to talk about it in terms of answering that question is, it really feels like an expansion of my typical awareness. And yet it's very focused. It's an expansion in the sense that it's not thought after thought after thought or feeling, feeling, feeling. It's bigger than that. It's more than that. And yet it is typically very, very focused in that expression. And so it's, well, that's one way that I can offer some sample of or explanation of what it feels like to do the channeling. And I would ask you to think about for yourself, what are the times when, and this is also something that has been suggested in multiple channeling sessions that I've done to various people or with various people, that when you lose track of time, that is when you're in the moment, because being in the moment in a very literal sense means that you're not tracking linear time. You're not paying attention to how long it's taking you to do something or how long it's taking for something to happen. You're simply in the flow with the events, with the experiences of that particular moment. And that is, again, a piece of this experience for me of channeling as a verbal channel. But as I said, I really believe that everyone connects with that when we feel inspired. And that's also the essence of what we're seeking to do through what many people would term meditation. Regardless of the type of meditation practice, what is ultimately being sought for, I believe, in those practices or through those practices is a greater capacity to simply be present. And that doesn't mean simply watching things go by. It's very active. It's very participatory. I wouldn't be doing this channeling without having the words coming out of my mouth. So it's not like I'm just a witness. I am participating in some ways. Now, there is also that sense of expansion. Another metaphor or description that I like to give when someone asks me that question, what's it like when I'm channeling, what am I experiencing, is this. It's kind of like I'm out in the hammock in the yard and I'm just quite comfortable, maybe even drifting towards sleep. And there's a conversation taking place up on the deck and I can hear every word of it. And you know, any metaphor is always going to be subject to limitations. There's no such thing as a perfect analogy. And there is a piece where that breaks down a little bit because I am participating. It is my voice. It is my body that is being used to bring these through. And so that metaphor of being in the hammock and having this conversation take place up on the deck is accurate when it comes to the mental piece. Because again, when I'm channeling, I'm not thinking what I'm going to be saying. I'm not aware of what's going to be said until it comes out of my mouth. So in that sense, I am the witness in the hammock. But in a very other real sense, because I am the channel, I'm the vessel through which this is flowing, I am participating in it. And now, again, that's perhaps interesting when it comes to my story for some people and perhaps not for others. But I don't want to leave it at that because I want to come back around to that place where this is open to everyone. Not everyone is going to be a verbal channel. Some people can do automatic writing and channel in that way. Other people channel creativity. Or sometimes people talk about that's how they create songs. They simply receive them. And it's almost like taking dictation or notes. Or they can hear the melody in their head and then they write it down. Rather than it being something that they thought into being. And so I'd like to offer that as something for you to watch for, to pay attention to in your own experience. And to look at ways you can open that up. Well, one way to open that up is to ask for it. Seems simple enough. One of the laws that's out there is ask and you shall receive. One of the problems with that law is that we interpret that kind of like going to the ATM. And we punch in the numbers and boom, we get the cash immediately. And it's not like that. Ask and you shall receive is not instantaneous manifestation. And thank God got us for that. Because, and I thoroughly believe this, if we, in our experience of the limited polarized world down here, were actually able to step into the power of instant manifestation, I don't believe humanity would continue to exist on the planet for very long. There are too many people in too many moments when we get our emotions triggered and that comes up out of us, and we would just be blasting people out of existence all over the place. You cut me off in traffic, you're gone, off the planet. And so there is a reason why in the physical dimension we don't have that capacity for instantaneous manifestation. It's self-protective. and it's protective of each other. And so, but as we move back into our empowerment, as we move forward on that path of experiencing our divinity more fully, of exposing it first to ourselves internally and then out in our expression into the world, we can move that manifestation closer and closer and closer to that which is instantaneous. But that is one of the issues that so many of us have, is that energy of frustration comes up. We ask and we don't receive instantaneously. Or we ask and, well, we get back something that's not exactly what we thought we asked for. Now, ultimately, it is, because what we ask for is very much not just what we consciously ask for. It is what we believe we were programmed to believe. It's based in past experiences. It's based in the patterns in our soul contract. In other words, what we chose to experience in this lifetime, what we brought in here that we were going to explore through experience, through our lifetime. And so, and this is one of the problems, problem might be the wrong word, but one of the pieces that's missing from much of what's out there about the law of attraction. It's, the law of attraction is great in certain ways. In other words, you're putting forth consciously what you're desiring, and that is coming back to you. But what it doesn't talk about typically, and even in things such as The Secret, what it doesn't talk about or fully explain or help people to deal with is that you're also putting out a lot unconsciously, and you're going to get that back as well. And the sum total of what we're experiencing in any given moment is not just what we put forth consciously in the past, but also that energy merging with the energy of what we are still putting forth unconsciously. And, well, this comes in, and I'm going to toss in another question here that comes up a lot. Back when I had Marilyn Harper on the show with me, she brought up the three things that we hear about, you know, most regularly doing this kind of work. People are asking always, what's my purpose, where's the money, and where's my partner? And in terms of money and partner, and that specifically abundance has been brought here as a question, as a topic. But this includes everything. Everything that we would seek to create in our lives, as soon as we put that energy out into the world of something that we desire that we don't already have, we are changing reality. Well, in order to change it, and this is, again, law of attraction. You put something out, there's going to be energy coming back to you. The question is there enough energy in that to overcome all of the energy that prevented you from having it already? And typically, the answer is no. Often you can really focus on it, put a lot of energy into it, and you can even bring it back to you. But then what happens? In many cases, it gets slapped out of your hand. It comes back in a way that wasn't what you thought it was going to be. Why? Because of those unconscious patterns. And so this question of how can we improve manifestation is understanding this aspect of the law of attraction. Everything that we put out, the first thing that's going to happen as soon as we put out the energy toward a new manifestation, toward a new creation, toward bringing something into our lives that we don't already have, is that the energy of our own core beliefs about what we deserve, about what we can have, about who we are, about what's okay for our lives, etc. All of those core beliefs that have prevented us from having that thing already begin to come to the surface. And that's not punishment. That's not because we put the energy of creation or manifestation out into the world in the wrong way. Rather, it is because those things need to come up because we need to take those energies out. We need to take the old beliefs out. We need to take the old beliefs out that have limited us from having whatever it is we're putting forth. And so let's talk specifically. Let's talk abundance. Let's talk the energy of being debt-free or the energy of being financially secure. And, you know, you get enough pressure. There's enough of the negative around finances in your life. And if this doesn't apply, put it in terms of something else you'd like to manifest. But there's enough pressure, enough negativity. We're feeling bad enough in this particular area of our life that we feel pushed to manifest something new, which is, in essence, one of the primary ways that we choose to create something new, is a part of our life gets bad enough that we have enough stimulus, enough impetus to make the change. And so we put out that new vision. What is it I would like? I'd like to have this. I'd like to be debt-free, or I'd like to be financially secure so I don't have to work this particular job as many hours every week as I do. And, okay, that energy goes out. All of those limitations come to the surface. First, and this goes back to something I said a little earlier, we expect the ATM to just flip the money out at us. We put out the energy of debt-free. We put out the energy of financially secure. And we open our arms and there's no shower of money coming. Where is it? Where is it? Well, what happens? What comes up? Doubt. Frustration. These sorts of energies start to come up. Well, I've been doing the law of attraction. I've been focusing on the abundance. And it's not here. That energy, that negative energy is part of those old patterns. And it's coming up so you can move it out. It's coming up so you can choose to clear the way for that abundance, for that debt-free, for that financial security to come back to you. Because each one of those old beliefs, each one of those past experiences where, well, I've never been debt-free, so that is the way my life is going to be. That's an expectation. That's a belief, perhaps. And so you put out the energy to be debt-free or to be financially secure, and it comes back and it hits up against the wall of your past experience. And that has some energy to it. And so it blocks it. It stops it from coming back to you. And so when that comes up in your doubt, well, I put this out. It's not working. I'm supposed to have debt. I'm supposed to be suffering financially. And these thoughts and beliefs come up. So what do we do with them? Instead of embracing them and falling back down, they're coming up to give us the opportunity to recognize and go, oh, here's part of my old beliefs. Here is part of the belief system that I've had that is in the way of what I put out coming back to me. It's like this. It's like we throw a boomerang and expect it to come back, and then we go hide in an obstacle course. And that's what we're doing. Every time we put out the energy to manifest something new, and yet we're not aware that the obstacle course is there unless we have this consciousness, unless we know as we're putting the energy out, okay, I'm putting the energy out to manifest something I've never experienced before. As I do this, I know these other energies are going to come up to give me the opportunity to make the change at those deeper levels. And so when it comes up, breathe into it. Okay, I'm willing to acknowledge that I'm very frustrated that the money's not falling out of the sky right now, that it didn't come back as quickly as I thought it would, that I didn't win the lottery this week, that blah, 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 whatever those thoughts might be that are coming up, whatever those feelings might be. I feel really angry that I have all this debt. I feel really frustrated that I can't seem to make progress. Every time I seem to get a little bit saved, the car breaks down, or this happens, or that happens. I have to go pay the doctor bill. And breathe. And so when those come up, as soon as you're able to consciously recognize that's what's happening, I was putting forth the energy toward manifesting abundance. So what I'm getting, and some people put it this way, I'm being tested. Not really. You're being given the opportunity to change the old patterns by having them become visible. As I said earlier, these are mostly unconscious patterns. We put forth consciously the vision for the new, but what blocks it is mostly at the unconscious level. But these thoughts and feelings that come up that are negative about that experience that the new hasn't come back yet, that is making the invisible visible so we can choose to deal with it. And we breathe into it, and we thank it for coming up. Thank you, frustration, for coming up. I'm willing to let you go. I get the message that that part of me, those five cells in my thigh, wherever this energy came from, wherever this belief came from, wherever this thought came from, those three cells back at the back of my brain, those neurons, have been holding on to my unworthiness. And so I'm willing to breathe more light into them, more divinity into them, so that they can expand and let go of that negative hold, of that negative belief, of that limitation. And we breathe into it, and we breathe it out, and we let it go. And it may take a lot of that. These unconscious programs, not only are the programs in there, but we also have, every time we've had an experience that reinforced that, in other words, that we can look at and interpret as, oh, well, this is why. In that past life, I had a lot of money, and I kept it for myself. I didn't give it to the poor, and so I'm going to suffer in this lifetime. That is just a belief. It's an explanation. It may or may not be true that you had the past lifetime where that happened, but that does not mean that change cannot be made and you cannot shift the pattern. We are here as conscious creators. We are here to explore that, to explore how to create. And by all means, we can continue. We can choose to continue to create in the patterns we've already created in. That's okay. God is not going to get mad at us. Mother Earth is not going to suddenly stop loving us. We're simply going to keep in the same rut. And that's the experience that we're having. And that's okay. But if you're listening right now, that's probably not what you would choose. You would choose to make the change. And so it really is about bringing that consciousness into the negative experiences as quickly as possible and as fully as possible. The more quickly we recognize, okay, I'm in a negative experience, this is an opportunity I get to clear the way for more of my conscious creation. And we breathe into that, and we move the energy through us and out of us, and we let it go. And we rejoice. We celebrate. Thank you for coming up. Thank you for giving me the experience of being that angry, because it allowed me to move a lot of energy out. And that, that is the core of how we can shift to be open to not only receiving more abundance or whatever else we would choose to create, but creating it more consciously. And so it is, it's an important tool. Now, I said way back when I started talking about channeling and how it feels for me to channel, another thing that I wanted to do about that was to use that as a tool of, well, even before then, I was talking about how this is all a co-creation, and you guys co-create this with me. This session today, being an all-answer hour, is very much about the co-creation being that much more conscious, because so far I've been talking about these questions that were sent in directly, and you took the time and you took the energy to do that, and so I'll just toss in the reminder here. Please send in your questions, send in your topics. Let me know what you would like to hear me talk about or hear the masters talk about, because that really does build the energy. Now, the other thing is, there are pieces on this list, questions that you guys have sent in, topics that you guys have sent in, that have been talked about without me specifically going to the list to look at it. They have simply come out in the flow. Why? Because there is a mass consciousness for this show now. And in that mass consciousness, all these questions already exist. And in fact, even if you didn't send it in, it would still be in the mass consciousness if you have a thought, oh, wouldn't it be great if you would talk about that? It is in that mass consciousness. And I think that's part of what a number of people have let me know when they say, well, it felt like you were talking right to me. Because the energy of what you're going through in this moment is very much in the energy that I am drawing from. It is in that mass consciousness that I'm drawing from to allow the words to flow through me out to you. And so, anyway, I wanted to get back to that and cover that. And so, again, thank you for all that energy that you're adding here that helps the co-creation. That's not an empty thank you. That is very real, because, and is very real when I say, I can't do this without you. another thing that I will often share with people after they ask me a question and then I ramble on back at them with an answer that takes what they think is a long period of time, and as if that's a problem for me. They've taken so much of my time. And another thing I know to be true is I don't know what I know until someone asks me a question. And they ask the question, and then all these connections get made inside my brain. And I know that sometimes that's very apparent as I'm talking in these shows, because I'll talk for a while, and I'll bring in this other thought. It'll seem like it comes out of left field, and then it'll wrap back around, and suddenly we'll be back at what I was talking about before. And those connections, again, some of them I've made before or I've heard before in some of the channeling, but there are always new connections being made. And that is another thing that I want to bring up in your conscious mind, to open yourself to the idea that that's what you're doing. As you're living your life, you're building your reality. And so there's kind of two approaches to that. And one is to stick with the old reality, to stick with the subconscious, to stick with, oh, this is, yes, I'm having this experience again, therefore I'm stuck with this, I will live this way for the rest of my life. Or, I'm having this experience again, what can I do differently so that this experience, because I don't like this experience, that this experience can go away? So it's either almost resignation, being resigned to what we're in, or it is stimulation. We are stimulated to make different choices. And this, again, goes back to something I said earlier. I don't mean to be pessimistic when I say often it is our pain getting large enough that will actually trigger us to make real changes in our life. But it's true. And again, I don't look at that as being a problem. I look at it as I would choose to minimize how much pain I have to experience before I'm willing to make some changes. And that's what I'm looking to do. And so part of that is getting the message sooner. And as we have this piece that I shared a little while ago, the idea that that negativity coming up, no matter what it is, negative thought, negative emotion, negative feeling in the physical body, whatever it is that's coming up, it's coming up to give us an opportunity to shift the patterns that we've been living. And the more we can have that consciousness and the more we can remind ourselves of it when that negativity actually does come up, the less pain it takes to get our attention. It's kind of like, well, let's talk in terms of health. A lot of people, they'll get a cold. And it's just a cold. So they deal with it just as a physical thing. Well, that's a way to be, certainly. But it's also a message in some way. And what the message is exactly for that person is up to them. It's up to them to figure out. I don't believe that there is a universal message for any kind of experience. It's always unique to the person at the time. And certainly we can make some generalizations, but the uniqueness is what matters most. And so if they don't pay attention to that cold as meaning something other than, well, I got around someone who had the cold, if they don't look for the underlying piece, well, they may continue to get colds for a while. But 1 year, that's going to accelerate. It's going to get bigger. It's going to turn into something worse. It's going to turn into whooping cough, or it's going to turn into the flu, or it's going to turn into pneumonia. It's going to turn into something that has similarity to it and yet is more intense, has similarity to it and yet also carries a deeper meaning. Because if we're not listening to the negative when it's saying to us, okay, hello, time for a change, time to make a different choice, which is the only thing that any negative experience is ever telling us. It's not telling us we're doing it wrong, ever. It is telling us we have the opportunity to do it from a more empowered place. And I would offer this. I would offer that as something that is really worth a deep breath or two to breathe into, that we are never doing something wrong. We are only doing it from a more or less empowered place. And when the negative is coming up, it is coming up to help us recognize that we're ready to step into doing it from a more empowered place, that we are ready to step into doing it and let the pain of the old way fall away. And so I would just offer that out to you. Because for me, that is a hugely, hugely empowering and important concept. Another thing that has come through that comes to mind in relation to that, I've heard this in channeling over and over and over again. And it falls out of my brain as I build it up that way. Are you guys going to bring it back, or are we moving on to something else? I guess we're moving on to something else. Okay. Well, I will set that aside and move on. And that's another way to approach this, when something comes up that is not what we thought was going to happen, was not what we desired to happen. I desired in that moment to have the phrase that was in the back of my head come out. It hadn't made it to the conscious level yet, and so it was able to fall out and be replaced. And so they're giving me this experience as an example to put out there to you guys. I could sit here and kick myself because that went away. Because when I do remember it, it will be, well, I know it is something that has been said in 500 or 1,000 different channeling sessions or more. And it's something that I know very, very well. And yet, here it is. It's not at the tip of my consciousness. It's not where I can access it. And I think that's funny. I think that's funny that that experience comes up here as an example of what I'm talking about. And yes, there is a little bit of frustration, so I'm just going to breathe into that and let it go. Okay. And so, in moving on, I want to step into the energy of freedom. Now, I talked a lot about this last week. I touched in upon it the week before that as well. But this is the message from the sponsor, which this week is the gateway activations that I'm offering on Friday. We are opening up the gateway of freedom. And it is something that we're doing. It's opening up a new level of the energy of freedom for the planet, and it is opening it up very directly in the energy field of each participant. So if any of you are looking for more freedom in your life, I'm just going to offer this. The early registration price has already gone away, but for those of you who are listening live here today, you get a special bonus. If you're interested and you didn't have a chance to register or you didn't even know it was happening, I will give you the early registration price up until, let's say, midnight Eastern time tonight, and that is $22. And it is whether you do it in person, whether you do it through the teleconference, or whether you do it through the recording. Any way you do it, you will receive the energy of it. And it will shift both your understanding of freedom, because the teachings that come through for these gateways are pretty powerful, pretty potent. And it will shift your energetic experience of freedom. So I'll just put that out there and let that go. And since I just did the commercial, that means it must be transformation time. So it's time to hear what the Ascended Master or guide or whoever would choose to come in today has to say, has to add to the equation, or what they have to offer in terms of any kind of an activation or initiation today. So as always, all you have to do is allow yourself to breathe and be open to the receiving. And while you're doing the breathing, I will do the toning, and they will adjust the energy fields to get us all at the right frequency. And then they'll be here to talk, whoever that might be. So, this is Pele, come to be with you today. Welcome. We are here to talk about creation. We are here to talk about transformation. And we are here to energize it for you. The transformation that is new creation. Now, we would point out to you that creation and manifestation are always occurring. You are always in the process of creating what comes next or what comes down the line. You are always putting forth that energy. Even when you are sleeping, you are radiating out the energy of your beliefs, the energy of your thoughts, even the emotional body is radiating and releasing energies that are moving out to create next experiences for you. And so we would say to you, that is a hugely important aspect of all of this, that you get out of the idea that you sit down and you do manifestation or you do creation. Yes, you can do that. You can step into that. And indeed, we encourage you to do creation and manifestation consciously, to set aside time wherein you are going to energize that which you would choose to bring into your life that is different from what you are experiencing. But that is the creation, the manifestation of transformation. But everything you are experiencing, even if you feel you have experienced it every day for 1,000 days or every day your entire life, even if you have had a similar experience, because it is always only going to be similar, it is never exactly the same. Because even if you are experiencing a particular feeling again for the 1,000,000th time, well, this is the 1,000,000th time. The last time was one time less than that. And so this time is different because you have one more in your past history that you have completed already. And so each time is actually different. But this is where human consciousness in many ways breaks down. Because you like to generalize things, it helps you to do that. Well, I feel angry today. I felt angry yesterday. It must be the same. It must be the same. It is not. But because you have that proclivity to generalize, because you have that tendency to make this not only similar to the last time you experienced it, but the same, that makes it harder for you. That thought pattern, that belief system makes it harder for you to create transformation, to create something that is very consciously new. To be consciously new, there has to be a degree of difference in it that is a wide gulf. And that is the hardest thing to do because of what your patterns are. But when you can look at things and be aware and think, oh yes, this is different than yesterday, because in between I had this experience. And so I don't feel quite as angry today as I did yesterday. Or perhaps I feel more angry than I did yesterday. But it doesn't matter. What matters is that you allow yourself to be open that this experience is different than that last one was. No matter how similar it might appear, no matter how similar it might feel, it could be 99.99999% the same. But it is the 0.00001 that is different. That is what matters most. Because it is different, even in a tiny way, it is reinforcing for you that you have the power to create difference, that you have the power to create change, that in fact change is already occurring. So you don't need to create change out of thin air. You don't need to create change from scratch. You merely need to direct it more consciously. And that is where the true power of alchemy lies. That is where the true power of transformation lies, in manifesting different experiences, is the recognition that they are already different. And by nudging in the direction of difference you desire to go, you can make the difference expand. And the more you nudge and the more conscious you are that you have that capacity to nudge new creation, the wider the difference becomes from what you used to experience. This is why it is difficult to go from being $1 million in debt to $1 million in the bank. It is much easier to go from being zero in the bank to $1 million in the bank. Why? Because of the gulf of your consciousness. It is even easier to go from $0 in the bank to $100 in the bank. Why? Because you perceive the difference to be less. Energetically, it is not less. Perceptually, it is less. And perception matters. It imprisons you. So we would say to you, today, take off the glasses that would tell you that the experience is the same as it was yesterday. Take those glasses off. Give yourself that permission to notice the small differences, because that will allow you to create small differences, which will build like an avalanche into larger and larger and larger change and transformation. And so we leave you with that. Let yourself drop the rock down the mountain of change, of transformation, that will create a new life for you. Allow yourself to do it, knowing that it will build an energy and momentum. And know that we are with you, supporting you in this awakening, in this transformation, in this empowerment. And know that as we are with you, we do indeed hold love for you. Namaste, dear ones. Okay. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Pele. And thank you all. And Don, go ahead and start those chimes. And as I've said before, I will say again, thank you for the co-creation of this, for lending your energies, for bringing your intentions here so that I could bring this forth with you today. Let me know what you think. Drop me an email. Give me a call. Send me your questions, your topics. And we'll get to them eventually, all of them. Let me know what you think in terms of feedback as well. I am always open to suggestions about guests. We will have a guest next week, hopefully. I will get that arranged. I will be back the same time next week, same place. I hope you'll join me again out there in the truth within. Remember, you never know where this show will go, and you never know where you're going to go. Those differences are manifesting. Let yourself go out. Expose yourself a little bit. And be well. Be happy. And be expanded. Namaste, everyone.